What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's tea time sesh, oh my goodness, you guys, I'm so excited. Today, we are spilling the tea on the dating dilemma because I, for one, Radiant Icons, am so tired of crushing over potential. And I know I am not the only one that struggles with this, because if you are dating in the year of 2025, then you also know that dating sucks. That the options are honestly, like, where are they? Like, where are the options? Genuinely, I don't know. I don't see them. But also, the options that do pop up, that do pop up my way, I suddenly am blind, right? And I crush over the potential of them, right? The bare minimum actions that they give me. I'm all of a sudden la-la land Google eyes for them. Like, what? No. I'm so tired of that. So today's tea time sesh is not a rant on how much I am anti-men, even though we all know that is very true here. But today's tea time sesh is a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call for every Radiant Icon who is so tired of crushing over potential and who mistakes potential as partnership. Because I, for one, have done that. And I am putting a stop to that today, right here, right now, with today's tea time sesh. This era of dating and singleness has taught me so much because I have learned a lesson from every suitor who has thrown their love and affection for me my way. And well, I'm spilling the tea about it right here, right now, today. But before we get into that piping hot tea, make sure to connect with me on socials, Radiant Icons, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli, and all of my socials can be found in the show notes below. And also, Radiant Icons, one more thing. If you are watching the podcast on YouTube, hi, hello, how are you? Then you may have noticed that I am wearing one of our pieces from the Radiant Raid merch collection. It is the I Have Seen Your Exes, I Am That Bitch, Baby T. It honestly may be one of my favorite pieces from the whole entire collection. But we are running an exclusive 2-year sale. You can find all that information, which includes one Radiant Rain merch piece of your choosing and the breakup journal, breakup with the past, fall in love with the future, at a discounted rate that you cannot find anywhere else. You can secure that deal by making sure to click the link in the show notes below for our 2-year, one iconic celebration sale. All right, Radiant Icons, enough with the chit chatting. Let's get to the good stuff, shall we? Let's get to that piping hot tea that you all have been waiting for. So, are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your tea time sesh is starting now. Lesson number one has been one of the hardest lessons in this new era of like dating and singleness, but it just keeps coming up and it's clearly a pattern. So, oh God, I hate talking about it. I hate talking about it because it like makes me really sad and like emotional, but you know what? It's Dare to Be Iconic, right? I lay my heart on my sleeve for you guys and here it is. The first lesson that I'm learning in this new era of dating and singleness is that there's clearly a pattern. And the pattern is that these boys, they don't want an emotional connection. They don't even want commitment. They don't even want emotional depth. All they want is physical access to you. And notate how I'm saying boys and not men. Because even though I'm anti-men, I also believe that a man, a true man, would not have a problem with you having a physical or emotional boundary. A boy will, though. A boy will have a problem with you having any type of boundary, whether it's physical or emotional. And that's when you gotta run the other way. But it also doesn't negate all of these feelings of disappointment and discouragement that come up when you face it. Time and time again is this, you know, being made to feel like shit because you have a physical boundary. And if you've been listening to the Dare to Be Iconic podcast for a while, then you know when I was with my current ex-boyfriend that I did a Dare to Date series. And one of my tea time sessions within that series was my conversation with my good friend Bex, and it was about sensuality and sexuality and healing. And I had mentioned in that tea time sesh, oh God, I'm like getting really nervous. It makes me really nervous to talk about. In that tea time sesh with my friend Bex, I had mentioned that when my current ex-boyfriend asked to kiss me for the first time, I went into a full-blown panic attack because it's linked to trauma. Physical intimacy is something that is really hard for me. And it's always has been hard for me because I will never be the girl that kisses a random guy in the bar. I just will never be that girl because I don't feel safe with that. For me, physical intimacy, a kiss, a hug, holding hands, whatever it may be, right? That's a lot for me. And I need to know that person. I need to feel safe. I need to feel comfortable. And I know that in today's society, it's like maybe not cool to be that girl. I am the outlier in that. And like, it's okay. I am firm in my beliefs, and I have always advocated for myself when it comes to that. But being in this new era of dating and being 26 years old and navigating these waters and seeing this pattern time and time again of these boys just being upset that you won't kiss them or you won't hold their hand or you won't give them a hug, it gets like really discouraging at times. And it's just more disappointing than anything, because it's like, what's so bad with not being comfortable with kissing you? What's so bad with not wanting to hold your hand? I don't know you. I want to feel seen. I want to feel heard. I want to feel safe. I want to know that if I don't feel comfortable at any moment, that I can say stop, I can say no, and that you won't try anything, that you won't push further. I don't know you. Why am I going to share saliva with you, right? Like, that's what kissing is. And for me, that's just personally, that's just who I am. Honestly, that's just where I'm at, Radiant Icons. And that's always how I've been. I'm not ashamed that those are my values and my beliefs. I'm not embarrassed by them by any means. But I would be lying to you if I didn't say it kind of got to me of like, oh, what's so wrong with me that by me telling you I don't want to kiss you, or that I don't want to hold your hand, or that I don't want to hug you. Like, what's so wrong with that? Like, am I not more than just my body? Am I not more than just my lips? Am I not more than just my sex appeal? I know I'm extremely hot. I know that. But there is so much more to me than just my attractiveness, than just me kissing you, than just me holding your hand, whatever the fuck it is, right? There is so much more to me than the physicalness that I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just so, it's frustrating and it's discouraging. And honestly, it just makes me feel bad sometimes. And it kind of makes me maybe a little bit shameful. Even though I'm so firm in advocating for myself, and I will never not stop advocating for myself, it's something that's really, really hard. And I keep noticing it. And sometimes it's like, will I ever find someone? Like, will I? And that's like really hard. Cause like when I was on my single girls trip to Miami after the season 2 finale, we went to South Beach, my friend Melanie and I, and as I tell you again, all these men were like in love with me. They were tripping over themselves, breaking iPads just to tell me that they loved me. And like, obviously, like, duh, like, I get it. But, you know, there was this Italian boy that we had met at the nightclub on our first night. And he was staring at me all night. And I'm the type of girl who, you know, when I notice that you've been looking at me, I'm not going to be shy to say something when you finally do approach me. And he finally came up to me and I said, well, what took you so long? You've been looking at me all night. Like, really? Like, what took you so long? And we were just talking and everything. And then at one point he was like, do you know what the French kiss is? And I remember being like, this guy is not trying to kiss me right now. Like, this is such a weird pickup line, but okay, here we go. And I had told him, yeah. And he goes, do you want me to show you? do you want me to show you the Italian one? And I said, no. I remember stepping back, shaking my finger no to him as well, and being like, I'm not that girl, man. Like, you're not just going to be able to kiss me out of random. Like, I really have to know you, but I can dance with you and I can give you my Instagram, but I'm not going to kiss you. And he was like, yeah, well, at least I tried. And at that moment I was like, okay, I respect him. Like, he tried, he shot a shot and he took no for an answer. Like, okay, perfect. And we were talking and everything was fine. And I remember going back to the hotel room, hee-heeing, ha-haing with Melanie about it. And then I remember being like, well, do you think he just wants to like sleep with me? Like, do you think that's what his play is? And we both looked at each other. And again, we're like the blind leading the blind over here. And we're like, no, there's no way. And so then the next day we were planning to meet him at 11 with his friends. And so we did, which is like this big club in Miami. And we did, but before it, he had texted me something of like, oh, like la 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 la. Oh, you can just go home with me. And I remember being so turned off by that because I literally just told you that I wasn't going to kiss you. Like, what makes you think that I'm going to go home with you? No, absolutely not. Like, you wish. Like, you actually genuinely wish. And so I didn't answer him. And then we ran into each other at 11 briefly, whatever. I had gotten the ick. So I was like, yeah, no, I'm not even going to try to give this like guy any time of my day or my night. The next day, you know, we were texting a little bit and I was like, well, I hope you have a safe flight home, whatever. And he goes, oh, well, you're going to be leaving Miami without kissing me. Worse for you. And he did like the laughing, crying face emoji. And I literally remember looking up at Melanie because we were getting ready for the Radiant Rain merch photo shoot. And I remember looking up at her being like, this guy is literally disgusting. Like, worse for you. Excuse you. You're acting as if you are the prize. Sir, you are not the prize. In fact, actually, Radiant Icons, I really do want to say this. I don't understand where men think that they are the prizes now, because that is not true. We are the prize, and prizes do not go looking for the people winning them, right? They don't. So for this man to think that he's the prize here and act all high and mighty of like, oh, well, worse for you because you're not kissing me. What the hell are you on, dude? You are not the prize. I am. So then I texted him back and I said, kissing me is a privilege and not everyone gets that privilege, because that's right. I've only kissed 3 guys in my entire life. And if I kiss you, you know you are the luckiest guy in this entire world because I decided to kiss you. But anyway, I told him that and he was like, yeah, I noticed. You are disgusting. Disgusting. And like, he's not the only guy who has made a slick ass comment about me being like, kissing me is a privilege, because it is, because I am the prize. So I want to remind you, Radiant Icons, oh my God, this fueled me up. I needed this energy for this part of the episode. But still, I want you to remember, Radiant Icons, that even when it gets discouraging and disappointing, I'm right there with you. But we need to remember that we are the prize and that our boundaries are firm and right and valid. And if a boy makes you feel like shit about it, he can go fuck himself. Genuinely, that is true big sister tough love, Amanda, telling you that guy can go fuck himself. Because honestly, I needed that reminder, because I was really sad talking about it in the beginning and being so discouraging. But you know what? No. That guy's a loser. He's a boy. You need a man, and a man will be trying to win you over because he knows that you're the damn prize. Now let's get to lesson 2. Lesson number 2 is the illusion of potential. And this lesson right here is inspired by, well, let's call him Mr. Canada. That's right, Radiant Icons. I have suitors in different country codes. So for my ex-boyfriend who's probably listening to this, who stalks my social media, you can shove that up your ass. Mr. Canada had my head spinning with all of his gestures. I'm talking, I barely moved a muscle and this man is giving me the jacket off of his back. I'm talking about this man is cleaning my camera lens and giving me all the good content, because content is important to me. And well, since you left me on read, you're gonna get content made out of you right now, Mr. Canada. And well, that's how I realized the bar was in hell, The bar was in hell because I was falling for the potential of him, right? I was crushing over the potential of his actions. I have apparently never been treated the way I was treated with Mr. Canada, and he barely knew me. Within 5 minutes of me meeting him, this man is bending over backwards for me. This man is running across the room to help me carry the drinks and the food to the table because my kitten heels were getting stuck in the carpet. This man is literally doing stuff what my ex-boyfriend would have actually rather not do. That's how I know the bar is in hell, because I was crushing over the potential of this man's actions, because his actions to me were what was attractive. Another example of this illusion of potential radiant icons would be with my current ex-boyfriend. With my current ex-boyfriend, I disclosed to him some very private and personal information that I trusted him with. And that good reaction he had to my disclosure blinded me to his consistent mistreatment of me. It blinded me to how badly he was treating me. I was so focused on his moments of decency when it came to that disclosure that I ignored his patterns of disrespect. I will never do that again. And so when it comes to this illusion of potential radiant icons, please don't do what I did. Don't stay in a relationship because you're blinded by the moment of decency that they gave you, that you ignore the constant disrespect. Or don't crush over a guy that literally gives you the bare minimum treatment. Because again, all of this potential isn't enough. Potential is just a fantasy. It is just a fantasy, radiant icons. So stop falling for the potential and start falling for the consistency of their actions. Lesson number 3 is all about standards. And honestly, this lesson in particular is inspired by all of my suitors, because all of them remind me that I have to keep my standards high, because these men, going back to lesson 2, are really at the bare fucking minimum. But anyway, I'm gonna pull from my recent ex first before we go into the other ones, because it's just too good. It's just too good to not talk about this as the first example for standards. So when my current ex and I were towards the end of our relationship, there was a week where we weren't really speaking to each other. We were kind of giving each other distance, trying to figure out what we were going to do. And on my end, when I said what I need to say and kind of like cleared up everything and gave him my perspective, I decided that I was going to give him an additional month. I was going to give him 30 days to see if he, now that he now knows my perspective on things and things like that, let's see if he gets better. Here's the God honest truth about that, radiant icons. Men will never get better, okay? They will never get better. Do not give them a 30-day trial, because you know what? Men never give us trial periods. They never give us trial periods. So why the hell are we giving them one? Why? And I'm calling myself out on that one in particular, because I was going to give him another month. Stupid. I might as well have written dumb fucking bitch on my forehead. But you know what? We live and we learn, right? But that taught me that I need to up my standards. Why was I going to settle for his constant mistreatment of me and his disrespect? Why was I going to do that to myself when I know I'm too fucking amazing to deal with that? Right. We need to know our standards and uphold them, particularly in these situations where we are falling for the potential of someone. And I do it time and time again. And I know I'm not alone. Okay, there's this guy. Let's call him ATL guy. Right, let's call him ATL guy. ATL guy, well, he confessed his love for me 3 years too late. He told me while I was in Miami, he DM'd me and said, Amanda, you know what? I have feelings for you. I've had feelings for you for 3 years. I didn't know what to do about it, this and that, blah, 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 giving me every excuse under the book. I learned from my ex-boyfriend that I wasn't going to put up with bullshit anymore. I'm not. If you want me as a man, you have to fucking go for it. None of these bullshit excuses of blah, 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 and blah, 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 and this and that, and la, 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 I didn't know how to tell you. No. I am too fucking amazing for you to have all these excuses. If you want me, show me. And show me consistently that you want me. I'm not going to put up with excuses, and you shouldn't either, radiant icons. Again, like I said in lesson number 1, we are the prize. And also, let's just keep on going, shall we? When it comes to upholding our standards, right, and remembering the prizes that we are, if a man ever tells you, or I shouldn't even say tells, ask you if, hey, what do you bring to the table? Ask them in return, what do they bring to the table? I remember when my ex-boyfriend asked me this, and I told him I was really offended by this question because, excuse me, how do you not know what I bring to the table? I'm successful. I am smart. I am beautiful. I am funny. I bring so much to the table. What the hell do you bring? All you bring is emotional turmoil, my boy. That's what every man brings into your life, is emotional turmoil. Okay, so when they ask you, oh, what do you bring to the table? I want you to look them in their eye and tell them, don't ask me that question again, and walk the hell away. That's how you uphold your standards. Because how dare you? How dare you not know how amazing I am, right? I think the most important thing to remember when it comes to lesson three, upholding your standards, is that you need to remember to own your power. Owning your power is not intimidating. It is magnetic. And particularly in the two examples that I shared, right? When my ex-boyfriend had asked me what I brought to the table, or when ATL boy had confessed his love for me and expected me to bend over backwards and say that I felt the same way. No, I owned my power in that moment. And I said, whoa, that's a really disrespectful question. How do you not know what I bring to the table? What do you bring, right? I flipped it onto him. Same thing with ATL boy. Why do you expect me to say that I'm in love with you? You waited too late and your excuses just aren't good enough. I owned my power and I upheld my standards because I will never, ever, ever let a man walk over me again. I will never let a man do me dirty. I will never fall for potential again. And that's what I want to challenge you, Radiant Icons, when it comes to lesson three. And maybe you're having trouble with upholding your standards because maybe you're blinded by the potential of someone. That's okay. That's normal. Like, trust me, I know that's normal. But just remember, you need to own your power. Owning your power is going to lead you into every other decision on this dating journey. Own your power, uphold your standards, and don't settle for the bare fucking minimum, because these men never settle for anything. So why should you? And our last lesson for today's tea time sesh is that you will always be the best boyfriend to yourself. So remember your self-worth, Radiant Icons, especially in this stage of dating, right? Again, like I said beforehand, dating in this generation and in 2025 genuinely just sucks. It just sucks. Like, where are the gentlemen? Where is the courting? Like, where are the healed men that go to therapy consistently? Like, I don't know where they are. If you know where they are, please let me know, because I'm looking for them and I can't find them. But since we all know it's kind of impossible to find that, we need to remind ourselves that in this era, we need to remember to date ourselves. That's why it's so important to go on those solo dates and treat ourselves like we would want our boyfriend to treat us. Because honestly, at the end of the day, until we find the man that will sweep us off our feet and be our Prince Charming and more, we have to be our own best boyfriend. And I know it sucks, but that's the God honest truth. Because honestly, Radiant Icons, it is so much better. It is so much better to be the single girl that everyone wonders, oh my God, like, why is that girl still single? She's so amazing, right? Than be the girl that everyone is like, why the hell is she still with that loser? Like, I'd rather be the girl that everyone is still wondering, how the hell is she not taken yet? She is too damn amazing. Like, what? Like, oh my goodness. I'd rather be that girl than the girl that people wonder, why is she still with that loser who treats her like shit? So I will intentionally stay single and take myself on dates where I know I will treat myself the best possible way. I can show myself the love that I know that I deserve. So whenever that man comes into the picture that is lucky enough to be in my presence, I already know what to expect, because I have the highest expectations for myself, because I've upheld those standards, right? That we just talked about in lesson three. I'm not accepting the bare minimum like we spoke about in lesson two, right? With that illusion of potential. And I know that the pattern will finally be broken like we spoke about in lesson one, that pattern of men only wanting something physical and not emotional. So yeah, be the best boyfriend to yourself, Radiant Icon, until the man that is everything and more to you comes along. Because again, we are what? We are the prizes. We are the prizes, Radiant Icons. And prizes do not look for the people that are winning them. So we just have to keep on going on our path, doing our own thing. And the man who is everything and more will come into our life and win us like the prize that we are. And that's on period. Okay, Radiant Icons, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. As you know, we are in our Radiant Reign era. And for me in this era, I've been finding little things that make me feel powerful, that make me feel sexy, that make me feel unapologetically me. And one of those is my iconic signature scent. I have crafted mine with Oaksha. I do Sinful layered with That Girl Vanilla, and it is delectable, it is sinful, and it is sexy, if I say so myself. Every spritz just feels like confidence bottled up. It is my reminder that I am evolving for myself, not anyone's dusty ass son. And you can have that too, Radiant Icons. Make sure to build your own fragrance through Oaksha. Use the discount code linked in the show notes below to save yourself some cash, because icons do not follow trends. We set the standard. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love more Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. Honestly, you guys, today was one of the most fun episodes of my life. I just love spilling the tea about my life and all the lessons that I'm learning, because I know that there is another Radiant Icon who is listening to this right now that, you know, can relate on some level. So if me sharing my life and spilling the tea about it all helps one of you guys, then my job is done. My day is made. And I just love you guys so much, because I get to do what I love every single day because of you all. Speaking of you all have sent in so many amazing questions for next week's episode, which is our dedicated hotline episode. Woohoo! I love the Dare to Be Iconic hotline, but it is not too late to submit your questions. So make sure to click the link in the show notes below to submit your questions to the Dare to Be Iconic hotline. But anyway, I will chat with y'all next week. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye!